I'm very happy now to welcome Susana Guillaume. She is performing a solo piece called King Laz this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday matinee at 4 o'clock at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Welcome.
Very happy to be here.
And director Maura Du Studi joins us. Great to have you back.
It's great to be here always.
Now, this is a play which is entirely autobiographical, is that correct?
Yes.
Based on the decline of your parents, who were in their 90s and had lived very healthy lives up until their mid-90s.
Yes, it all fell apart in 1 year when they were 95.
And so during that time, your role as a daughter, as a caregiver, kind of changed, and that's what the play is about.
My role, yes, in my life, I might call it King Laz with a reference to King Lear, because my father was such an overpowering personality, and he was always in charge of everything. So when he lost that, it was a very big change for me and for my mother.
Now, at that time, were you kind of, I mean, it's so full of details, were you taking notes on the experience?
No, I never take notes. I just rely on whatever sticks is what I should write. You know, with my parents, I've been watching them my whole life. They're my main subject, so.
Yeah. Have you written about them before?
Yes. Well, I've written 3 solo shows, and I especially wrote about them in my first show, Girl Facing West. I didn't write so much about them in the second show because I needed a break. I needed for something new to happen so I'd have a new perspective.
And when this happened, I mean, the story that you tell, in a way, is everybody's story, because most people lose their parents. Some people lose their children, which is always much more difficult. But it's very difficult, too, to lose your parents. And to see, especially people who you held in such high esteem and who were kind of like they were in charge of everything, no longer be in charge, and then you have to step into that role.
Yes, especially since in my life, my father always controlled everything, so it was a big change.
So how did you two come together to work on this play, Maura?
Well, I'm an acting teacher in town, as you know, and Susana has been one of my acting students. And so through that, then I have worked with some other solo artists on their pieces, and she asked me to come and direct and help shape the previous show, actually, we worked on. And then when she brought this one, though, this in particular was just, to me, the most concise and universal show. Because, as you said just a few minutes ago, it addresses an issue in a very personal way from Susana with her personal experience. But through her personal experience, it is totally universal. There's aspects of her relationship with her father that I can relate to with my parents, and then certainly the aging process. All of us of a certain age are in that spot right now. And I found it a very illuminating experience to work on the show with her. It prepared me a lot for what I'm doing now.
Meaning in your own life.
Exactly, yes.
When you worked together, I mean, did you work together on the manuscript, or was that already completely done? Like, how does that work?
Well, I write a whole show, but then there are a lot of things that need to be edited or refined. In a sense, I come with the first draft.
Yeah.
And then Maura helped a great deal to shape it.
Yeah.
And to cut things, you know, that she can see, because it's good to have an outside point of view.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A piece of writing is, and I think Susana's an astoundingly wonderful writer. I mean, I think her imagery and her connection to her material is great. But then again, when you, reading it on the page is one thing, and then mounting it as a performance piece is another, and it needs, you know, focus and editing and stuff. So I do that too.
And to make it something that is primarily spoken as opposed to read,
exactly,
it's a different craft.
Totally.
But I do write it with the idea that I'm going to perform it. It's not as if I were writing just purely for writing.
In Susanna's case, she pretty much writes as she thinks or speaks it, but it's just then a question of, you know, in a solo performance. The solo performance runs 1 hour, by the way, which is, I think, the right length for a solo performance, because no matter how engaging the performer is, you know, an hour is enough.
Right.
And so that was another consideration to edit her piece down, so we just focused on the most poignant points or the most entertaining points, and, you know, other things were not so important.
It's tricky also, and I sort of wondered how you do this and think about it, to talk about material that is so sad, painful, intimate, private in a way that doesn't lose people, that is somehow engaging and even has its moments of humor.
Well, Susanna has a great sense of personal humor about pretty much everything. So even though she, you know, was focusing on the poignant parts, of which there are many in this show, she also, I think that's her survival mechanism, actually, which all of us need to adopt, which, you know, is great. So she finds the humor in these dire circumstances that we can all relate to.
Well, I think dire circumstances bring out humor, especially. When I used to go do a writing group at the prison, I mean, those prisoners had the most fantastic sense of humor.
Right.
And it was quite noticeable. And being brought up in England, and maybe it's the climate, I don't know, but humor is a very big thing in England. And I'm kind of trained that way to see things through a filter of humor.
The English do humor very well. I don't know who any of us would be without Monty Python. Now, you speak in the performance mostly as yourself, but also in the voice of your father. And I felt, as I was watching the rehearsal, that I kind of got to know your dad. That was, I imagine it was pretty close to what he sounded like.
Yes. Especially in my younger years, because when they moved to London and left the north of England, I think their accents softened. But I can't imagine performing my parents without the northern accent. It's just who they are. And I carry them, you know. It's easy to become my father, especially. He's just right. He's very accessible to me.
Yeah, I
don't have to remember. He said all the things I put in the play, but it's very easy for me to remember what he said and how he speaks and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing about this show, although it's a solo performance, there are like five characters in it. You know, Susanna does her father and her mother and some other people that are involved in her life. And so it really comes to life in the way that maybe a play with other actors would. She's got so many characters in it.
Was it cathartic for you in some way to do this? I mean, how has it affected you? Because, again, it's such personal material.
Well, I once had to look up cathartic because people always ask me, and I always say no, because I think of cathartic as this huge emotional release, and I never experience it like that. I think on a different level, there's a great satisfaction and relief in ordering things, and I always feel like I'm trying to capture as much as I can the truth of my experience. And so that is cathartic, but it's not like a huge emotional release for me. I hope it sometimes can be for the audience. For
maybe
me, it's I'm kind of feel sort of like I can be detached from my life when I'm writing about it, and it gives me a certain freedom to do that. I get a lot of pleasure out of looking at my life, examining my life, being the journalist of my life.
Right, right. Yeah, I guess maybe cathartic isn't necessarily even the right word, but somehow transformative, like what you were kind of holding in your mind at one point is now put out there in a work of art.
Well, I think getting things out is really cathartic for me, yes. Finding an audience and expressing myself, yes. But a lot of when I write, I'm not really thinking.
So the two of you have been working on this for a while. Do you go through a lot of rehearsal for a play of this nature?
Yes. I mean, we certainly through the editing process too, the way I work with her is she would perform it, and then through that process I would start to see, you know, what needed to be cut and what parts of the show are humorous or poignant. And, you know, then we shape the show around those and you know, focus on the things that, you know, listening, as we said before, to good writing is very different than reading it. And so, you know, I would listen to it over and over and through that process, you know, shape and winnow down the best parts of her writing and the most performable. And then she has done the show, Susanna has done the show in New York at a solo fest, and in Albuquerque at another solo fest, and also in Taos before. So,
and Abiquiu.
And Abiquiu, yes.
And wonderful audience in Abiquiu.
So are you going to keep on performing it beyond Santa Fe? Mm-hmm.
I think so, yes. I would like to. I would like to go to maybe to L.A. or to Denver.
Yeah, we'd like to take it wherever, but as we were just talking, being an artist these days requires, you know, skills that you have to be your own producer, and it's your own PR guy.
It's a rough moment.
It's a lot of work, but we keep it going, and yeah, I think it's a show that people everywhere would like to see.
Well, the show is called King Laz. It's a solo performance by Susanna Guillaume, directed by Maura Du Studi, and it's this Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th of January at 7:30, and Sunday the 19th at 4 in the afternoon at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And if people would like tickets or more information, they can call 988-4262. And I want to thank you both very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.